Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on historic rail link to further strengthen India-Bhutan ties. The participants are Professor Anshu Joshi, international affairs expert, and Manas Pratim Bhuyan, journalist.
India and Bhutan on Monday formed up a very transformative kind of connectivity projects under which two Bhutanese cities of Galifu and Samaste will be linked to Indian cities Kokrajhar and Barnahat. Under this project, India will lay a rail link of around 90 kilometers at a cost of over rupees 4,000. Projects were finalized during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Bhutan last year, but certain details of the project and related aspects of it were finalized yesterday during Bhutanese Foreign Secretary's visit to India. So the details of these two rail links were made public by Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and India's Foreign Secretary Bikram Mishra. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also talked about the importance of these cross-border railway links. Let's listen in.
This project is basically connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Galifu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city. And second is Samse, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian railways at Kokrajhar and Banarhat. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan, and most of the Exim trade of Bhutan is done through Indian ports. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good, seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
Ms. Joshi, India and Bhutan are very close kind of partners. We have been helping Bhutan in its capacity development projects, infrastructure projects, etc. over the last few decades. And this railway link between these two Bhutanese cities are expected to actually significantly enhance people-to-people contact as well as trade and economic activities between the two countries. So how do you see these announcements to lay to rail connectivity projects between India and Bhutan?
Manas, first and foremost, thank you so much for inviting me to this show to share my thoughts on this wonderful development between India and Bhutan, wherein our Foreign Secretary Shri Vikram Mishra has held talks here with his Bhutanese counterpart Om Pema, and during the conversation they have discussed multiple areas of cooperation between India and Bhutan, wherein India has been helping Bhutan in its capacity development as well as infrastructural development. And during this visit, a very important MOU for the establishment of railway links between India and Bhutan was not only finalized, but it was signed also. And this MOU is very significant, Manas, as it aims to establish the first set of cross-border rail links connecting Kokrajhar of Assam and Galifu of Bhutan, Banarhat and Samse in Bhutan, and Banarhat, of course, from West Bengal. So these projects are part of our border efforts, actually, not only to enhance connectivity between the two nations, but also to strengthen economic and people-to-people contacts. And also considering the bordering areas of India as well as Bhutan, it's of strategic value as well. And when these initiatives were made public, definitely all these announcements have received great acknowledgement and appreciation from the people of both the countries, as actually this will be an important initiative to enhance seamless connectivity between the people of both the nations. So, for example, on this Kokrajhar-Galifu line, there will be 6 stations, 2 or 3 important bridges, 29 major bridges, 65 minor bridges. There would be 1 flyover and 39 underpasses. And the construction period of this particular project would be of 4 years. If we look at the worth point of view, this entire project of like all the railway projects that have been announced will cost 4,000 crore. But definitely, as I said, that there would be multi-dimensional benefits of this particular project. Apart from this, the hydropower project that India is working on to help Bhutan in progressing its, you know, ensuring its energy security. Yes,
while announcing these two railway links, Foreign Secretary alongside the Railways Minister also talked about the importance of India-Bhutan relationship. Foreign Secretary Bikram Misri said India and Bhutan share the relationship of exceptional trust, mutual respect and understanding. So these kind of words reflect the closeness of India-Bhutan relationship. Foreign Secretary Bikram Misri spoke about the development partnership between Bhutan and India in his press briefing yesterday. So let's listen in.
The government of India has been Bhutan's largest provider of developmental assistance and has played a vital role in its modernization, especially in the areas of infrastructure and the overall economic development of the country. For the 13th five-year plan of Bhutan, which runs from 2024 to 2029, the Government of India has committed a support of rupees 10,000 crores, which covers project-tied assistance, high-impact community development projects, the economic stimulus program, and a program grant. And this quantum constitutes a 100% increase over the 12th five-year plan figures.
Prime Minister Modi has been visiting Bhutan quite regularly. The Bhutanese leadership has been coming to India quite frequently. So in the context of the current geopolitical kind of turmoil or flux that we have seen, so India's relationship with Bhutan has been a shining example of greater cooperation among neighboring countries. So how do you see the overall trajectory of India-Bhutan relationship?
If we look at the relations between India and Bhutan, definitely they share an exemplary and unique relations. And the diplomatic relations between the two nations were established in 1968. And the relations are based on mutual trust, a goodwill, and of course, understanding. There's a trust between both the nations, wherein we have seen that how Bhutan works as a very good buffer between India and China. And the basic framework of India-Bhutan relations is the Treaty of Friendship and cooperation that was signed in 1949 between the two countries, and it was renewed latest in February 2007. And we have seen in all these years how there have been different high-level exchanges between the two nations, and there have been positive outcomes, great outcomes of these visits from both the sides, frequent visits, I would say. Trade and economic ties are really good, wherein we have several agreements on trade, commerce and transit. And this particular one agreement was first signed in 1972 and revised most recently for fifth time in 2016 to establish a free trade regime between the two nations. And this particular agreement on trade also provides for duty-free transit of Bhutanese exports to third countries. So India is Bhutan's biggest trading partner, both as an import source, as an export destination also. And there also has been a developmental partnership, we discussed this also, wherein India has been always providing its economic assistance to Bhutan to elevate its socio-economic development and ensure different types of security since the early 1960s when Bhutan launched its first five-year plans. So India continues to be the principal developmental partner of Bhutan since, you know, the era of 1960s. And I would give an example for the 12th five-year plan of Bhutan. India provided an aid of rupees 4,500 crore, which is like 73% of Bhutan's total external grant component. So there are different types of cooperations in the area of developmental partnerships. One, we have discussed that how both the countries have come up with an MOU on a railway project. There is hydropower cooperation also. There is educational cooperation also. We can also see cultural cooperation, people-to-people exchanges. There have been educational scholarships. And then there are cultural and Buddhist links also, Manas, wherein a number of Bhutanese pilgrims travel to different places in India, from like Bodh Gaya to Rajgir, Sikkim, Udayagiri, and Nalanda, of course, and other Buddhist sites in India. And there are new areas of cooperation.
Foreign Secretary Misri also talked about India's close cooperation with Bhutan in the energy sector. He highlighted some of the aspects of India-Bhutan energy sector. So let's listen in.
Our two governments have successfully collaborated on joint development of five hydroelectric projects. These are Chukha, Tala, Mangdechu, Kurechu, and the Punatsangchu 2, which has just been completed very, very recently. In addition, Punatsangchu 1 is under construction. Apart from this, there are Indian private companies now that are engaging with Bhutanese authorities to develop power projects in Bhutan.
So energy cooperation between India and Bhutan has been one of the kind of key pillars of the relationship. So, Ms. Joshi, how do you see the energy cooperation? You briefly talked about our cooperation in the hydroelectric sector, but overall, how do you see India-Bhutan energy cooperation moving forward?
This is one area, Manas, wherein both the countries are running mutually beneficial hydropower cooperation also, or I would say energy cooperation, wherein Bhutan is proving to be a key pillar of bilateral economic cooperation with India. So for Bhutan, hydropower development actually is a vital catalyst. It is much needed for its socio-economic development. So revenues from hydropower actually constitutes a significant portion of the total revenues of the royal government of Bhutan. It is that important. And the ongoing cooperation between India and Bhutan in this particular sector, as our minister also explained, it's like big, and it is covered under an important bilateral agreement that was signed in 2006 between the two nations about cooperation. And then the protocol was signed in 2009, under which four hydroelectric projects totaling 2000 plus megawatt are already operational in Bhutan with the help of India, and they're supplying electricity to our nation as well. So this 720 megawatt Mangdechu was commissioned in August 2019. And it was handed over to Bhutan in 2022. There are two more hydroelectric power projects. One is like 1200 megawatt Punat Sangchu 1, which is like still working. And this project on Punat Sangchu 2, as I mentioned in the previous discussion, for like intergovernmental mode, has already successfully been accomplished and it has been implemented. So India imports then electricity from Bhutan. And if you look at these imports for like 2022-23, India imported electricity of worth INR 2,400 plus crores, as per, you know, the data that we can get from Indian officials as well as like from the sites of Bhutanese government. So that's a very important area wherein both the countries are working together, all these important projects. And apart from that, Manas, there are some small developmental projects also that are running in this particular sector.
Ms. Joshi, we have seen India is Bhutan's largest trading partner, and trade has been steadily progressing in the last few years. What kind of areas that you see we have more potential to expand our trade and economic engagement between the two countries?
Trade is that one area that discussed also, Manas, wherein both the countries are trying to work like to achieve more milestones in future. So from futuristic point of view, if we look at India's top exports to Bhutan today, they are all related to petrol and diesel products, cars, wood, charcoal, rice, cell phones, soya bean oil, electric generators, motors, transport vehicles, and so on. And if we look at India's top imports from Bhutan, they are related to ferrosilicon, ferromanganese, then cement, dolomite chips, ordinary Portland cement, and so on. So India is a leading source of investments in Bhutan today, comprising over 50% of Bhutan's total FDI. Apart from these conventional areas, the countries are working or looking forward to working in emerging areas with like full cooperation. For example, this flagship digital project of India, RuPay, which has been successfully completed and implemented, and Bhutan became the second country to launch this Bheem UPI app in its country to deepen the financial and trade linkages between the two countries. And then there are like areas of telemedicine, research and education, and next level internet gateway, space cooperation, and so on.
Ms. Joshi, thank you so very much for giving a detailed perspective on India-Bhutan relationship, particularly in the areas of connectivity, energy, and trade. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, Manas.
You were listening to a discussion on historic rail link to further strengthen India-Bhutan ties. The participants were Professor Anshu Joshi, international affairs expert, and Manas Pratim Bhuyan, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.